From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Belson. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley has his sights set on a higher office, the U.S. Senate, and he's on a statewide tour to remind voters. Erica Hunsinger has more from the Republicans' first stop this morning in Raytown.
Claire McCaskill has to go.
Hawley announced his candidacy in October with an online video. His rallies on Tuesday in the Kansas City area, Springfield, and St. Louis are meant to launch that campaign in earnest. But the attorney general must first win the August GOP primary, even though his focus is two-term Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill.
Any way you cut it, she has been a partisan, liberal Democrat.
In contrast, Hawley is portraying himself as an outsider who's looking to bring middle-class values to Washington. But Hawley is also hosting a fundraiser this week with President Donald Trump and says he's, quote, delighted to have Trump's support. Democrats outside the event said Hawley is not living up to his promises and is protecting his friends and allies. I'm Erica Hunsinger.
A class action lawsuit over the introduction of genetically engineered corn seed by Swiss agribusiness giant Syngenta reached a settlement yesterday for $1.5 billion. Syngenta introduced modified corn seed strands to the U.S. before China approved the modified strands for import. China rejected millions of tons of U.S. grain since exports are mixed, making it impossible to find grain free of the trait. Syngenta officials deny wrongdoing. If approved by a federal judge, the tens of thousands of farmers, grain handling facilities, and ethanol plants covered in the lawsuits could receive money by the first half of 2019. Today, a federal court rejected Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint's request for information about Missouri executioners. Dan Margulies has more.
Flint had wanted to know whether members of Missouri's execution team were properly licensed, but a lower court found that revealing that information to the public would interfere with their privacy rights and denied his request. A federal appeals court upheld that finding. In 1978, Flint was shot and paralyzed from the waist down by Joseph Franklin. In 2013, Franklin was executed by the state of Missouri. Flint, an opponent of capital punishment, had campaigned for Franklin's clemency. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Legislation appearing today in a Missouri Senate committee meeting would renew tax credits for certain so-called benevolent organizations. Sean Whiting with Planned Parenthood Advocates of Missouri says centers that may provide medically inaccurate information shouldn't receive tax breaks.
Pregnancy resource centers or faith-based anti-abortion counseling centers, as we call them, are quite frankly unregulated centers which lie and mislead the women of Missouri and can be quite dangerous.
GOP Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg argued that pregnancy resource centers do a lot of good in his community and provide options to women that don't include abortions. The bill passed the Missouri House in February. No action was taken on the bill today. The city of Centralia is proposing a half-cent sales tax increase to keep two police officers on duty at all times. City Administrator Matt Harline says two officers are necessary for safety.
If you're pulling somebody over and you look at the license plate and you send it to dispatch and they tell you that you've got somebody who's known to be dangerous, the only person he's got on his side is the dispatcher. Whereas with the second officer, we can dispatch that second officer to that scene, and Centralia, you can get there pretty quick.
Harline says the general budget won't sustain these positions. Bills are moving through the legislature that would allow residents to vote on the tax. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.